You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Nick Reisman reports in New York State of Politics that Democrat Cynthia Nixon, running for governor against fellow Democrat and incumbent Andrew Cuomo, went to Hoosick Falls in Rensselaer County to criticize Cuomo's response to the water crisis there. Quote, "Going forward, we must never let this happen again," said Nixon after meeting with a half dozen residents. Quote, "It shouldn't have happened in Flint, Michigan. It shouldn't have happened here," end quote. Nixon also received the endorsement of former EPA regional administrator Judith Enck. Quote, "She's honest," Enck said. "You don't have to worry about her staff being indicted felons, which I think is a really good thing in government," end quote. The Cuomo administration defended its response to the poisoned water in Hoosick Falls. Quote, "The state's comprehensive response to help Hoosick Falls recover from water contamination caused by Saint-Gobain and Honeywell has been unprecedented. When the U.S. EPA failed to hold the polluters accountable, New York stepped in to force the companies to clean up their mess. To date, we have invested more than $25 million to help the community recover, built a state-of-the-art treatment system for the village water supply, and installed more than 900 home filtration systems for residents with private wells," said Cuomo's spokesperson Rich Azzopardi in a statement. You can read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. Congressperson John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, touted his work changing H.R. 1892, or the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2018, to help New York dairy farmers in a press release this week. Quote, "The version of the program enacted in 2014 did not do enough to support our dairy industry and has contributed to the current situation. With recent changes included in the bipartisan budget deal, dairy farmers will be in a better position than they were before," Faso said. The bill was voted on February 9th, and the changes to the Margin Protection Program for Dairy go into effect April 9th. The changes include reducing insurance premiums and waiving the administrative fee for beginning, veteran, and disadvantaged farmers. Millions of young people around the country marched in Washington, D.C., Poughkeepsie, Albany, and elsewhere March 24th to change gun laws organized by the students from the February 14th Florida school shooting. This week, the students from Parkland, Florida, are asking all congressional representatives to host town hall meetings on April 7th, as elected officials are back in their home districts. WGXC reached out to both New York senators and Representative John Faso to see if they would be holding town hall meetings that day. They are not. Faso and Senator Chuck Schumer did not respond, but both do not list any public events on their websites. A spokesperson for Senator Kirsten Gillibrand did respond, but did not address any upcoming town halls, only listing past events. While none of the current representatives are holding town halls on this issue, six of the seven Democrats who want to replace Faso will be at a town hall-styled event on April 7th at Cooks Falls Horton Fire Hall at 116 Cooks Falls Road in Delaware County. Zephyr Teachout, who ran against Faso in 2016, will moderate the forum. Candidates Pat Ryan, Gareth Rhodes, Brian Flynn, Antonio Delgado, David Clegg, and Jeff Beals are expected to attend. The Parkland students are also organizing a second school walkout on April 20th. Adam Shanks and the Berkshire Eagle talks with two former employees of WRGB, the CBS television affiliate in Albany owned by the Sinclair Broadcast Group. The station, like the other 192 stations owned by the conservative network, was forced to record and air during its news shows a message that parrots President Donald Trump's accusations of fake news in the media. Quote, "This is extremely dangerous to our democracy," end quote. The Sinclair promotional message ends. And critics across the country have said those words describe news anchors forced to recite the same script like brainwashed cult members. A video compilation made by Deadspin, a sports website, showing many of the Sinclair anchors reading the script went viral this week. Quote, "It's very possible that if they refuse to read these statements, they would lose their job," said Kimberly Howard, a reporter at CBS 6 from 2014 to 2016. Ken Screven retired in 2011 from the CBS station and also criticized the promo message. Quote, "I cannot imagine what my former newsroom colleagues, Liz Bishop and Greg Floyd, must be going through, forced to utter that Sinclair scripted drivel. I greatly respect them both. I don't think I would recognize the newsroom in which I built my career," he said. Officials from the CBS station declined to comment. The Sinclair Broadcast Group also owns the CW station in Albany, WCWN. You can read the full story in the Berkshire Eagle. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.